A rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
My name is Amy Bogle from Hudson, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by The Highway Drive-In, a four-screen drive-in movie theater in Coxsackie, New York. Information and schedule at HIWAYDriveIn.com.
Way Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Jeff Economy of Kingston, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your
Yes, beloved, I'm going to sing. I'm going to shout. I'm going to talk. I'm going to dance. When it comes to talking about the goodness of God, sharing the goodness of God, expressing the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Are you hearing me? Are you with me? Do you realize and recognize that it's only the goodness of God has kept you alive? Praise be to God. Some of us know we could have been dead and buried in a grave, but for God. Amen. Some of us know we wanted to give up, but God didn't let us quit. And look what he's done now. Come on here, somebody. Amen. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist from Overcomer Ministries International Church. And you're here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC Acra, WGXC.org online. We are here to share, declare there is a bright side somewhere. We don't want you to quit in the dip. We want you to hold on in there. Hang on in there. Hold on. Don't let go. Keep the faith. Amen. Keep the faith. Listen, that was Miss Cece Winans, decorated, celebrated, elevated psalmist, songstress for the Lord, Miss Cece Winans. We're going to hear some more about her later on in the broadcast today. Want to hear some more from her. But goodness of God, thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I want us a grace and peace and blessings, beloved. Hallelujah. So glad that you're here with me to share in the music that we have for you today. Music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hallelujah to God. Amen. And we just want to say thank God for letting us see a new day's dawning. Kept us safe through the night watches. Yes. Amen. While we slept, God did not slumber. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. How you doing? How you doing? I pray you're doing well. Even if you're in the middle of something, that you hang on in there. If you just came out of something, that you're rejoicing. And hey, things may be going all right. You may be on your way to something. But guess what? You hang in there with God. You won't go through it alone. If he bring you to it, he'll bring you through it. How about that? We had a wonderful show last week on our Tuesday afternoon show. I want to shout out Mr. Michael Sauls and the School of Arts of Columbia County. Hallelujah. They had their annual show, member show yesterday. I'm sure it was a blast. We had Sister Janine Menandero. Oh, I got to get that right. But she's from an organization that she co-founded called Patriot Hills and do a lot of work with veterans. And so we're so glad to have had her and have that new connection and resource. And Miss Lee Jamison from First Presbyterian Church was with us. And we were talking about what's coming up this week for Thanksgiving at the First Presbyterian Church and other places around the country, around the county, who are reaching out for Thanksgiving. They're going to be having a Thanksgiving Day dinner and at 360 Warren Street at the Solaris building on Thursday. We'll give you the phone number to call as we get to the closing announcements for today. So you hang in there for that too. I want to celebrate and shout out the Hudson Casco Housing Coalition. Yeah, they celebrated 5 years of service and in the work towards housing rights, housing affordability, housing availability. And they had a wonderful symposium with LaTosha Brown, a co-founder of Black Voters Matters, on Thursday as part of their celebrations, a gala Thursday night. So snaps and claps to you all. And then on Friday, they were part of a coalition also collaborating with the People's Table. So good to see so many out there at the Chamber Building handing out hams and turkeys and produce and box goods and things. A shout out to Annette Perry and Kaya Payton and Nona Walthour and others that were out there, including the newly elected mayor, Joe Ferris. So shout out to all of you. People were coming and everything I saw just looked wonderful, thanks to the Regional Food Bank and donors. And so keep up that good work, right? And then yesterday, beloved, I went to the 70th birthday celebration, a Motown bash for Doc Horton. Doc Horton is a Motown revivalist, you know. He performs all over, him and the J Street Band. And our own brother, Randall Martin, is the head of the band, praise the Lord. And they just do a wonderful job. They perform, not Doc Horton, but the J Street Band. They perform, no, actually, when it's not with Doc Horton, the Sweet Life Project. Yeah, they performed at our anniversary celebration back in September. They just are phenomenal, great local talent. And it was just a beautiful evening, tributes, comedy, music, and much love, much love. And then as a benefit for Team Hero in Troy, New York, shout out to Pastor Jerry Ford and Elvira Ford and the great work they are doing there. And, you know, God blessed us with such great weather for all these events. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. So it's just been a wonderful week, and we're looking forward to this week as well. May God bless us and continue to keep us the things that God is sparing us from, that, you know, we know are happening all around us. But we thank God that he has kept us and spared us thus far. Am I right about that? Amen. Well, listen, I that's enough for the preliminaries for now. We're going to have some more things to say as we go through this hour together. But right now, we're going to come back with more music. Music, yes, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message. Amen. To get us going and get us through. Firm Foundation and Gratitude, Mr. Anthony Evans. Falling in Love with Jesus, Jonathan Butler. We Need You, Lord, Jonathan Butler. Also, I Need You from Donnie McClurkin. Jesus, Lover of My Soul, Hillsong, and I'm Forever Grateful, Hosanna. Yes, beloved, six songs back to back, 30 minutes of good music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Firm Foundation and Gratitude, Falling in Love with Jesus. We Need You, Lord. I Need You. Jesus, Lover of My Soul, I'm Forever Grateful. That's what we do. Hallelujah. We do it with you in mind, and I am forever grateful. Music. Maestro, play.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me shaken, I've never been more glad. Put my faith in Jesus, 'cause he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations, so why would he fail now? He won't. No, he won't. He won't.
Blue, my house was built on
my
my house was built on you. With you,
I'm gonna make it through.
Came when my house was built on you.
Safe
with you,
I'm gonna make it
through. Came with you, my house was built on you. I'm safe with you, I'm gonna make it through.
I'm gonna make it through.
With you on my side, I will.
I'm gonna make it through.
You will never leave me, never forsake me, I will. 'Cause my house is built on you.
I'm gonna make it.
Yeah, you make sure of it. So I'll throw up my hands and praise you.
Was the best thing I've ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus.
was the best thing I've ever, ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, never dead, connected, no, no. Arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Can you sing with me this evening? Can I hear you sing it? Sing it for me tonight. Come on, say it.
Falling in love,
yeah,
with Jesus.
Oh, sing it.
Falling in love.
Come on, can you stand up and sing with me tonight?
The best thing I've ever, ever done.
In his arms, I feel protected. Sing it with me tonight, come on.
In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms,
never disconnected,
never disconnected. In his arms.
There's no place we'd rather be, Lord.
That's your song. If that's your prayer, then you're not alone. Amen. We all need him. Yeah, ain't no shame in that game. Matter of fact, it's wise to know that you need the Lord. He is able. He's a way maker. This is Pastor Kim, and I'm here because he made a way. Yes, made a way for me to be here with you today. This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, WGXC. org online. We are listener supported radio for listeners with open ears, and it's just good to be here bringing the music with me, the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and to feed the soul. We need you, Lord. That was Mr. Jonathan Butler. I got another song that's coming up that talks about needing the Lord. I need you, Lord. And that's Mr. Donnie McClurkin, Jesus Lover of My Soul, and I'm Forever Grateful is coming up. And then after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. I need you, Lord. How about you? You need him too? Well, guess what? He can do it.
Your hand holding me. How could I live without you? I could not see. Lord, what would I do in life, and where would I go? Oh my. How would I handle things? All that I know.
Where would I go without your hand holding me?
How could I live without
you? everybody, just say. Gotta mean it from your heart.
I need you.
Say you gotta mean it. Say you gotta mean it.
I need you.
Oh, yes, I do.
I need you.
Just can't make it without it. Can't make it without
it. I need you.
Everybody sing. Everybody sing. Everybody sing.
I need you.
Just can't make it without you, can't make it without
you.
Hey. Not another day, not another moment, no.
Hey, ain't no shame in my game. I can't make it another day, another moment without him. I need him. Hallelujah. I need you, Lord. I need you. You are the lover of my soul. That's what Hillsong fan. And I agree. Singing it for me. How about you? You too? Jesus is the love of our soul. He went to the cross and died for us. What more could he do? Jesus.
Jesus. I
forever and forever. For eternity to infinity. Oh my God. Well, I'm just loving it. I'm loving the music with the message. Yes, beloved. Get my mind right. How about that? I am forever grateful. You know, beloved, we are going on this Thursday to be celebrating our national observance of Thanksgiving. Amen. Talk about being grateful. I remember when I really didn't have a focus on God on Thanksgiving. I had a focus on what was going to be on that table. How about that? Oh, my gosh. And then there is so much going on in the world. There's a family I just saw this morning that had a fire in Chatham and got burnt out just before the holidays. And you know, when the holiday seasons come, we find that happens too often for sure. For whatever reasons, there are always these stories about people getting burned out during the holidays. And, you know, I've seen some stories, heard some witnesses and some testimonies where even lives were lost during a fire. And then God did something in that family. He took that pain and made it into a passion. Hallelujah. He helped those people that went through that to find and hold on to his promises. And I tell you, he's done it. He's done it again and again. And so that is my prayer for the family in Chatham and wherever else. You know, we are very fortunate and very blessed. We got some chaotic, messed up stuff that is going on. Economy, government shutdowns, political fights, you know, weaponization of Department of Justice, you know, people being disappeared off the streets with the secret police. And, you know, I mean, there's just all kinds of things that are going on that make people's heads kind of spin. And some people are very, very concerned and rightfully so. Am I next? Is this going to touch me? What does this mean for me and mine? And so to talk about how good God is and how great God is and to be grateful, you know, it's a battle for some people. Sometimes I've been there. Okay. And I'm so glad to say I come to the other side and I've come to understand a few things. And I want to share a few things with you that you might be going through or with somebody that you know that it might be helpful to just see it in this way, right? One thing, God is still in control, beloved. Even in the midst of confusion, God still remains as the sovereign of the universe. All throughout the scriptures, it talks about that one true and living God, the God of all gods. And he said that he established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all. So all other kingdoms will fall. They're going to fail. They come and they go. You know, you talk about, you know, the Roman Empire, the British Empire, you know, all these different empires, they come and they go, they rise and they fall. But the kingdom of God continues. Amen. So there's some safety in that, knowing that God remains sovereign. He gave us authority in the earth. He gave us dominion in the earth. He told us to take care of it, steward it, be good stewards of it. The things in the air, the things in the sea, the things on the land, he's put under our dominion. Hallelujah. But he still rules over all. He hasn't given all power to us, right? And it's a good thing because we can mess some things up, you know? That's something to be grateful for, that God still remains in control. He can still take a mess and make a miracle. God works behind the scenes, beloved. And Romans 8:28 is a promise for those who walk according to his call and their purpose in their lives. He says he works all things together for your good. Hallelujah. Sometimes it don't look good, it don't feel good, but God is still good. And he can work some things together, hallelujah, that were meant for your harm. He can make it work for your good. Amen. So even if you're in that place, it's kind of funky right now, don't give up on him because he won't give up on you. All right. He takes our trials and he produces strength and maturity out of it. Confusion can be the soil where our spiritual growth takes root. In James chapter 1 and 2, 4, he says, count it all joy when you come into various trials, knowing this is the testing of your faith, and it'll produce patience, and patience a good work. Don't quit in the dip. You know, we can grow closer to God in times of uncertainty. When we understand that he's there and that he ain't going nowhere, we can lean on him. We can lean on the Lord. And in James chapter 4 and 8, he tells us, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. You can draw, you know, we used to play a game and the person would draw near to you and you take a step back and they draw near to you and they step it back, take a step back. Or maybe you're trying to teach a child how to walk, a baby how to walk. Now, a child should know how to walk, right? But a baby might be learning how to walk, and so as they take a step to you, you take a step back. But you know what? God is not like that. When we draw close to God, he gets closer to us. Hallelujah. That's something to be thankful for. Oh, believer, Thanksgiving will shift our focus from our problems to the provider. That's why I get excited. You know, every day is a day of Thanksgiving in our lives. If we want it to be, we can always find something to give God thanks for, right? But hallelujah, this national observance, where hearts and minds are all focusing on just being thankful, it shifts our focus from our problems, even if for a little while. But guess what? Walking in that way of being able to lay our burdens down, bring our problems to the throne of God, seek him to give us peace, hallelujah, in the midst of the storm while he's working it out for our good, beloved. Praise God. You know, we can thank God that he can realign our minds with his truth and his peace. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, it says, in everything give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks to God because he's given us his Son. Hallelujah. Listen, beloved, God has a plan you haven't seen yet. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you. Hallelujah. That's something to be thankful for. God has a plan. Hallelujah. And you know, we have the story of the potter, where the potter, he sends Jeremiah the prophet down to the potter's house. And he says, you know, what do you see? And he sees that the pot is broken. But the potter doesn't throw it away. He just reshapes it and makes it precious and valuable. That's what God does with us. That's something to give God for. Thanks for. Hallelujah. That he can take our mess and make it into a miracle. Turn our mess into a message. Hallelujah. Yes, beloved, there is so much to be thankful to God for. God can open doors to his peace. Hallelujah. Stabilize your emotions. Guard your heart. Hallelujah. In his word, he says, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts. Hallelujah. I'm not just giving you scriptures that I read. I'm telling you what I learned and what I knew. Hallelujah. I know for sure. God, amen, is yet in control. And so, hallelujah. I'm forever grateful. And I'm grateful for the opportunity just to share those few thoughts with you. Hallelujah. As you go through and do what you got to do. Amen. Keep your hand on the man from Galilee. Hallelujah. He died for you and me that we might have access to the throne of the sovereign God of the universe. Come on here, somebody, that we could know him this way. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the transformation. We're going to get ready to move on with some more music before we get up out of here. Thank you for being God. I just love this song from Mr. Travis Green, Pastor Travis Green now. Amen. But yes, beloved, thank you for being God. That's another thing on Thanksgiving around the table we can just give thanks for.
You're too big for error, you're too wise for mistakes. You are a mighty God, perfect in all your ways. You were here before my first breath, and you'll be here when nothing else is left. You are a mighty God, forever and always. Say
you're too big,
hey, forever,
forever.
You're too wise,
you're too wise
for mistakes.
Yeah. Mistake.
You are mighty,
you are mighty,
perfect in all your ways.
Perfect in all
hey,
your ways.
You were here before.
Yes, he does. He loves us in spite of our flaws, our faults, our failings, our fallings. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Amen. Apologize if anybody told you something different. We can't earn this thing. It's just because he is. He loves us and he wants the best for us. I want the best for you too. And that's true. All right. I want to shout out Greater Neighborhood Promise. I saw a headline. They got like almost $300,000. I'm not sure. I got to find out all the facts on that, who to give credit for making that happen. But we know that they're doing a good work, and congratulations on that. We know that it will be used to help many people who are in need. On Thursday, November 27th, as I said at the top of the hour, Solaris Kitchen, 360 Warren Street. It's across the street from the First Presbyterian Church. They are going to be serving Thanksgiving meals, sit down or take out. But you need to call 518-828-4275. 518-828-4275. Leave a voicemail. That's the church number. Leave a voicemail. Let them know if you're coming and how many people you're bringing, and or if you want to pick up or have delivered. They have some delivery services too. But if you want to be in community and sit around the table with a few folk, amen, that option is there for you. So grateful to them. They're going to be doing some prep on Wednesday around 10 in the morning at Solaris, 360 Warren Street. So you can call that 518-828-4275 number then to let them know that, you know, you'd like to come and help out in preparing the meal, getting it together for Thursday's celebration. How about that? All right, beloved, listen, I want to say happy birthday, November babies. Happy anniversary to all you November lovers. And, you know, keep on keeping on. Love is an answer to all things. Come on here. We overcome. Amen. Hate with love. Hate won't make us great, but love can cover a multitude of sins. Listen, if you are sick and shut in, if you are lost and feeling lonely, if you are confused or depressed or stressed, if you're grieving or bereaved, we're praying for you. I hope you hear those prayers coming through, see those prayers coming through for you. We're praying for you. And my prayer for you today is that no matter how dark the clouds may be, how gray the day, you will remember there is a bright side somewhere, and you will not quit in the dip, but you will hang out in there in Jesus' name. This is Pastor Kim. There's a bright side somewhere reminding you to stay in the light. He is the light of the world. Live in the bright side. Until the next time, stay blessed and keep your light shining. Give thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you, beloveds. Give thanks with a grateful heart. This is Miss Cece Winans again, and we're so glad, amen, for the gifts that she gives to keep us on the right track. Give thanks, beloved. Thanking God for you. Thank you for being here with us. Amen. Cece and the Nashville Life Music Team. Give thanks.
Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son.
To the